Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, May 9th. One person is facing charges after a collision this morning in Brockton. South Bruce OPP say they were called to the crash at Bruce Road 3 and the Brant Eldersley Town Line just before 7 this morning. A 21-year-old driver from Bobcaygeon is charged with failing to yield after colliding with another vehicle. When police arrived at the scene, one vehicle was fully engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported. Grey Highlands is opposing the provincial government's expansion of strong mayor powers. A unanimous council is asking the Ontario government to remove Grey Highlands from the expansion and asking the province to create a way for other municipalities to opt out. Councillor Tom Allwood.
We've all talked about the need for more housing and available housing, things like that, and it aligns with that goal that we have. But there's lots within the strong mayor powers that concern me, especially when it comes to directing staff and directors and CEOs.
The province approved enhancing the authority of mayors in 169 more municipalities across Ontario at the beginning of the month. A growing list of communities in Grey Bruce have stated their opposition to strong mayor powers. The regional unemployment rate for the area, that includes Bruce and Grey counties, fell sharply in April to 4.2%, masking some signs of weakness in the labor market. That's down from 5.4% in March. The four-county labor market planning board says the lower jobless number for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula region came even as 1,000 full-time jobs were lost and overall employment fell. In short, even though the region's unemployment number was lower in April, fewer people were working and fewer people made up the region's total labor force. The broader labor market showed signs of weakness in April as well. Ontario's unemployment rate increased to 7.8%. Nationally, the number ticked higher to 6.9%. This year's McHappy Day was a huge success. The McDonald's locations in Owen Sound, Port Elgin, and Meaford surpassed their combined $30,000 fundraising goal. Owner and operator Steve Scrow says a total of $41,323 was raised.
It was amazing, not only for our staff, but to just have the towns support us in that absolutely amazing way.
The money raised locally for McHappy Day will help support the neonatal unit at Bright Shores Owen Sound as well as Ronald McDonald House. We will know Tuesday morning who Prime Minister Carney will have in his cabinet. Rideau Hall has confirmed a ceremony led by Governor General Mary Simon will see the swearing in at about 10:30 Tuesday morning. Carney has promised his cabinet will be one of gender parity. In sports, Game 3 goes tonight between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Florida Panthers. The Leafs are trying to take a commanding 3-0 lead an inch closer to advancing to the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. It'll be Joseph Woll in for the Leafs again. Also tonight, Game 2 in the Winnipeg-Dallas matchup. The Stars lead that 1-0. In the Professional Women's Hockey League playoffs, Toronto hosts Minnesota in Game 2 of their first-round series. Tomorrow, the Hanover Barons will try to complete a sweep of the Essex 73s in Game 4 of the Provincial Junior Hockey League Schmaltz Cup Final. Lots of local lacrosse as well this weekend. The Owen Sound Senior B North Stars face Collingwood tomorrow night at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Centre, and the Junior B North Stars have back-to-back home games in Durham Saturday at 7 and 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. The Blue Jays open a 3-game series on the road against the Seattle Mariners, and the 5th annual Lures and Lines Spring Trout Derby continues. The final weekend, the action is set to wrap up on Sunday. For all the latest leaderboard updates, visit the Lures and Lines Facebook page. Checking the forecast. Becoming partly cloudy late tonight, a low of +2. Mainly sunny Saturday, 40-kilometer wind gusts, a high around 16 degrees, the UV index 7 or high. Sunny and 18 degrees on Sunday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.